7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
And my name's Tobe. It's 9:19 p.m. local time, which means it is, doing the metric conversion in my head, let's see, carry the one, yes, it is 19:30 UTC, which means it's time for another episode of the Dubious How's That Committee Tournament, among other things. What are we going to do today? Well, it's nice and cool outside, so I think we're going to go outside, but first, we should probably get today's How's That game started. It rained again pretty good last night, so I think I want to go out and look for some mushrooms. So, what are we doing? Let's get this How's That game cooking. Where are we at here? Oh yes, we're on our second consolation bracket game. And this game will be between Handy C and X-Man Monk. The first thing we do is flip a coin to see who bats first. Handy C will be heads, and X-Man Monk will be tails. Here we go. It's a good flip, and the result is tails. So, X-Man Monk bats first. Let's type this into the computer here. X-Man Monk. And who will field first? Handy C. And we're off. Let's play cricket. Ooh, and on X-Man Monk's first ball, he hit a boundary 4. Oh, and his second ball, he hits a boundary 4. Third ball, no run. Fourth ball, no run. Fifth ball, no run. Come on, let's have another hit here. Sixth ball, no run. Going into the second over, X-Man Monk is 8-0. And then he hits a boundary 6. He can only hit boundaries. That's pretty good. X-Man Monk is already up to 17 runs, and we're not even done with the second over yet. Very interesting. Very good. Cooking along here. All right. Where do I want to go? Where do I want to go look for mushrooms? We should probably go to the dead birch forest. Just because I have a feeling, oh, it's going to be good. I could be wrong, but let's go there anyway. I still need to get some socks on and change my pants. But through the magic of radio, we're going to do a little time compression and be there in 3 seconds. 3, 2, wait, I take that back. Let's get ready first, then we'll have an update on the game, then we'll leave. Boom, and just like that, I've got my shorts on, I've got my socks on, I've got some iced tea to drink. Mmm, so delicious. All right, let's head out. But first, checking the game. Oh, that batter just got stumped. X-Man Monk has 73 runs for 6 wickets down, and we're in the 10th over. About to start the 11th over. Oh, wait, here's another appeal. Not out. Must have been a bad catch. The 11th over is starting. X-Man Monk is up to 80 runs with 4 outs left. Okay. I'm going to kill this tee off. And then we're going to go to the dead birch forest. And we're going to do it in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are, somewhere in the back end of Tranquility Park, the northernmost end. There's a guy out there painting lines on all the little kid football fields. They're tiny. You know that four goal gyro ball they play, little kids? It's a hoot, but we're not here to talk about that today. What's this guy doing? just got out of his truck and walked into the forest. Whatever. I'm walking along the side of the forest here. We've got to wait for a little break. We'll jump in there. We're not too far away, only about 100 meters from the dead birch forest. So that'll be fun. And here's our little break. Oh. And if I sound a little weird today, like I know some of you are thinking, oh, he sounds messed up. I wonder what that's all about. Well, the good news is, or the bad news per se, is last night I was cleaning up and I put some, I went over to put some stuff on a shelf. And as I'm standing there, I didn't realize it until it was too late, but my cat came up behind me. And so when I was backing up away from the shelf, I started to trip over my cat. And then I was sort of turning and had to lift my foot, you know, so I wouldn't fall down and trip over the cat. And when I went to put my foot back down, that's right where the cat decided to move to. So I was picking up my foot again, and by this time I'm now starting to fall timber. And I'm trying to reposition my leg and foot one more time. And I can't, because again, that's right where the cat moved. And at this point, the cat goes into, you know, kitty wig out mode. And my brain goes into fugue mode, or whatever mode we call it. Starts going 1,000 miles an hour, and I realize, oh, nope, I am most assuredly falling down now. There is no recovery. There's nowhere for me to put my arms. Because now I'm falling sideways, because I'm twisted. And then, you know, there's nowhere for me to put my foot. I'm down at such a bad angle now. I'm at 45 degrees. I'm just going to have to take the fall, take the hit, and eat it. So at the last second, I'm trying to reposition my body so that my shoulders and hips will hit at the same time or thereabouts. I didn't quite get it, and wham! On the ground I was, going, oh, and my shoulder. Alright, I'm in the forest now. Are those mushrooms, or is that just a yellow leaf up there on that log? We're gonna go up there and check. Oh, it's a leaf on orange mat caprinus. Okay, well, almost mushrooms anyway. So I'm very sore, kind of messed up. Could be worse. I was more wet, messed up when I was trying to go to sleep. But last night I took some Tylenol and some Advil. And now I'm just sort of sore, like I got tumbled in a concrete mixer. Oh, there's some white jellies or something on that tree over there, but I can't get up there because of all the nettles. Jeez, dang it. That's actually interesting to me, and I want to see those mushrooms. Anyway. So, we're almost to the dead birch part of the forest. And if you don't know what the dead birch forest is by now, it is a forest of dead birch trees. That's right. At some point in time, decades ago, it was an actual birch forest. Then we had this big, massive storm. Oh, what is this footprint right here? 1, 2, 3, why does it have 6 toes? This is weird. I'm now looking at weird tracks, but there's only one. No, here's another one. Some kind of polydactyl marmot or something is walking along this trail. And there's lots of grasshoppers hopping around on the leaves, so it looks like there's dudes under the leaves, but there really isn't. Anyway, the dead birch forest got killed. All the trees got topped. There was a big storm. And all the trees got topped about, I don't know, 30 feet up, maybe a little bit higher. And so now there's just all these birch trees that are standing, but dead.
see, okay, here's that. What is this? This is some kind of Mati track? Why is there a Mati running around up here? This really isn't a Mati area. Can this be raccoon tracks? No, they're not the right shape. This is a good raccoon area, though. And now, we are standing in the dead birch forest. If you take a deep breath, you can smell the birchiness. Oh, it's so birchy. Smells like a root beer factory around here. This is a very heavy ivy year. And these scuppernongs, these weird grape vines are everywhere, going up all these trees. 30, 40, 50 feet in the air. Oh. But strangely enough, we still haven't found any mushrooms. And I could have sworn we would have had some big flushes today. It's been raining. This area is usually pretty good for massive amounts of mushrooms at this time of year when it gets damp, but there's nothing! Oh, doesn't my life suck? No, it doesn't, because I find mushrooms and matis every day. Well, we should have checked my front yard before we left. I wasn't thinking. See if we can find some more boletes. Well, the trail is a little slippery because it's still pretty wet. It's not sloppy. It's not, you know, slippery. It's just, you know, a little wachunkalal. All right, I'm looking at a pile of logs. Oh, now I gotta go up and close because I think I can see something, but I'm not sure. Should I be walking through here? Am I asking for webs in my face? You know, I really probably am, so we're gonna grab a web stick here. What's a web stick, you ask? A web stick is a stick that's approximately as long as you are tall. And what you do is you carry it in your hand and you wave it up and down in front of you so as to dislodge any potential webs that you might otherwise take right in the face. Here's a tree that has fallen. Got some polypores at the base of the trunk, but nothing too interesting. So we'll continue along the path here. And I haven't seen any of those funky tracks lately, so whoever that animal was, he must have been going in a different direction. Okay, still scanning. Oh, we've got logs. Got logs just about everywhere, but I'm not seeing any mushrooms. Okay, we're gonna go up the hill. There's no mushrooms in the dead birch forest today, which strikes me as being unusual. But you know, just because we got rain doesn't mean we get mushrooms. All conditions have to be just right, and apparently one or more conditions have not been met. So we're still walking. We're just going to start walking up the hill until we find some dang mushrooms. We're going to take a series of switchbacks. And we're getting kind of close to Fort Street. There's a fairly busy street that butts right up against the edge of the park here. And you can hear the lovely traffic driving by. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Hey, we haven't been out here in a while, have we? Well, there's lots of hoppers in the grass making me think I'm seeing stuff, but not really. Oy. All right, what else have I been working on projects-wise? Well, last night I decided to get into something. I was sitting around last night sort of half-heartedly watching TV, but, you know, not really paying any attention to it, as usual. And I started thinking about my rat patrol game that I keep talking about. And, oh, here's some squirrel tracks. I started wondering if there was any more work on it that I could do. And As you may or may not know, I've come to an impasse where I either have to spend some money to buy the miniatures or there's really nothing left to do. And I thought, well, no, that's not true. I don't have a board. I don't have a game board to be playing this on. And by game board, we usually mean table. And I thought, great, you know, I can't really afford to make a North African desert table. Because, you know, construction, if you want to build stuff, building materials cost money, so blah, blah, blah. And I thought, oh, I could just go to the fabric store and find some tan cloth that kind of looks like the desert floor. This is an old war gamer's trick. When you don't have any money, just get some cloth. Just get a nice tablecloth and, you know, you'll be fine. And then I realized, well, no, I don't really have enough cash on hand right now to be buying fabric either. You know, you're looking at about $10 worth of fabric. But I thought, well, no, I could go to the fabric store and just look around, though, and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, no, wait a minute. It seems to me that up in my game closet, I have a little roll of some kind of fabric that I bought years ago, thinking, oh, this would make a good desert cloth or table or whatever. So I thought, well, am I really remembering this, or am I having some kind of false memory? So I went up to my game closet, opened it up, and sure enough, there's a piece of fabric all rolled up, and it's sort of beige or sand colored because it's essentially canvas, except it's not thick, like double weave canvas. It's like duck cloth, like thin canvas. I'm still not finding any mushrooms. So I said to myself, woohoo, I win. Good job planning for the future, Tobe. And I said, thanks, Tobe, you're awesome. And I said, yeah, I know. And so I grabbed it and I unrolled it, but it had been sitting flat, so there was wrinkles and folds in it. So I sprayed it with some water from a misting bottle, threw it in the dryer for 10 minutes, came out, it was perfect. Put a piece of plastic on the dining room floor and I laid the cloth out and I said, okay, let's paint. So I got out some of my paint and I got out my big painting sponge, which is starting to come apart. I'm going to have to spend some money and get a new big sponge. And so I started painting. You know, and you just sort of get some paint, you dab it around with the sponge, and you get this awesome looking stuff. And I did a pretty good job. It looks like, well, the cloth looks like the ground in every episode of the Rat Patrol, so I thought, awesome. And I did manage to see an episode a couple nights ago, and they had an oasis and a building and all kinds of stuff to give me ideas for making models. And I actually even started making a building. Or really, to be more accurate, I started working on a paint scheme for buildings. And what I did is I just took a little block of wood that I had that was coincidentally just about the right size to represent a kind of a big house. It was the right scale and everything, so I sanded it a little bit, squared up the edges. Oh, here's a branch down in the middle of the trail. How am I going to get through? Oh, I'm going this way. And anyway, I started painting this little block of wood that is now my house or whatever. And it turned out really well. I was impressed. I thought I was screwing up. I was halfway through the paint job. And I thought, no, I'm doing this wrong. But then, no. I just gotta trust myself. And it turned out great. The texture is just perfect. I did take a bunch of pictures of it, because I always take pictures of my really tiny models. And that way I can look at them up close in photograph. You know, there's no mushrooms out here today. Why are there no mushrooms? I'm just tripping over sticks. It's getting a little bit more muddy up here. But anyway, The little house turned out great, except now it's just this painted block of wood. There's no detail on it. And there's no actual physical texture to it. I gotta figure out some way to make cheap buildings. I'm wondering how much it would cost to print them out on a 3D printer, rapid prototyping machine. Probably really expensive. At least if I, you know, if I didn't have it, I'd have to buy, in order for it to be cost effective, I'd have to actually buy a 3D printer. And even then, you know, that first building you print out costs you $800 or whatever. So I don't know. I wish I had a friend who had one who would let me print stuff off for cost. I don't know if it would be worth it though. You know, you can buy one of these buildings for like $5 or $6 on up. I bet you could probably print the cheaper ones, bigger ones out cheaper than you could cast them, but I don't know. I don't know, I'm kind of tired of carrying this web stick. Just, you wouldn't believe the vinage around here. There could very well be mushrooms everywhere, but can't see them because there's so many vines and the ground cover is higher than waist deep. It's crazy in here. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So anyway, I'm further along in my rat patrol game, so that's good, at least. I got me a whole cloth now. Oh, and the other thing I started to do, and I thought, you know, since I'm doing this on the cheap, and it doesn't have to be the best thing I've ever done, why not use up some of that old bead styrene I have? Because I have this habit of collecting styrofoam. There's different kinds of styrofoam in this world. Extruded polystyrene is the best foam for modeling stuff like I do. And I've got a ton of it, but I've also got, because I can't pass them up, sheets of bead styrene, old 70s style styrofoam. You know, the kind that's made out of little foam beads that are then, you know, like sintered together. I just smelled something. It smelled skunky, and this is an area where I have run into skunks before. I don't smell it anymore, though. So anyway, I thought, and you know, the funny thing, and the other thing is that about a month ago, I was staring at all my sheets of bead styrene, and I'm going, yeah, I'm never going to use any of this stuff. Why do I have it? Why don't I just throw it out? But I couldn't bring myself to throw it out because it's kind of a lot. And so last night I thought, you know, since I'm being cheap, why don't we use up some of this bead styrene? So I grabbed a crappy found piece of it. And I got out my hot wire cutter and I started cutting up foam. And I love to cut up foam with my hot wire cutter. And you know, we're almost out of here. And there's still no damn mushrooms. Alright, let's just head back to the car. This is ridiculous. So anyway, I started cutting out some sand dunes out of bead styrene, and I took an off cut, and I started painting it. Because the problem with bead styrene is, when you paint it, it still looks like bead styrene. You can still see the beads and all the bumps, and it's very obviously styrofoam. And so I thought, okay, let's do a test paint on here. And so I thought, oh, here's what I'll do. I'll give it a good base coat, then I'll sponge it, and that'll disguise the bead styrene. Yeah, no. Turns out that all that does is sort of make it look like styrofoam even more, because the open cells of the sponge look like, you know, the beads and the bead styrene. Okay, I gotta get rid of the web stick because my pants are falling down. Pants. Alright. Now we're out of the forest, we gotta turn around and cut back across some open field here. And back down the hill we start to go. Okay. Yeah, so my experiment didn't turn out all that great. It's not horrible, but it's not great. And considering how cheap it was, I already had all the paint, and I already had the bead styrene. Yeah, it's kind of acceptable. Here's some more weird tracks. Oh, that's a dog. This is not a dog, however. Maybe a dog was chasing a dude through here. Alright. Well, let's keep going. Let's get back to the car. We need to get home and discover the winner of today's How's That game in our tournament. Oh, it's kind of muddy in here, too. Oh, now I'm slipping in the mud. Alright, so let's just keep on rocking here. I'm a little bit ticked off. I could have sworn we were going to run into some huge flushes of those big mushrooms. They might be Astropheria. But boy, because at this time of year, when we have these rains, the end of summer rains, geez, then they explode around here, but no. And I just figured out why my face is starting to itch. It's because I've been bitten by a mosquito. That's annoying. And I finally walked through a web now that I don't have my web stick. Damn it. And there's those polypores again. Oh, okay. I'm getting pretty close to my car. Let's jump back in the car, go home, check our How's That match. And let's use the magic of radio time compression so that we can be home in 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1, 0. And here we are back in the studio. I guess it's time for us to check the old computer here and see how we're doing on our dubious How's That committee tournament. If you'll remember, we had a consolation bracket game today between Handy C and X-Man Monk. And I'm checking the results here. It looks like, X-Man Monk hit 162 runs. And then Handy C was up to bat. And in over number 27 on the fifth ball, when he had 161 runs, he hit a boundary four, giving him a total of 165 to X-Man Monk's 162. Handy C wins by 5 wickets. And I think that's the largest margin of victory yet to date. Yes, it is. So, get out my handy pen and piece of paper here. Handy C advances in the consolation bracket here. And he will play Mo next. And unfortunately for X-Man Monk, he is the second person to be eliminated from the tournament. Who was the first person to receive that honorable distinction? Me! That's right. I was the first loser, so to speak. All right, so we'll get into some more of that tomorrow. As for the rest of today, this is the part where I say you've been listening to the Dubious How's That Committee Tournament, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So be sure to tune in tomorrow to see how the tournament keeps going, and who knows what else we'll do. As for me, I think I'm going to go play with my hot wire cutter some more and cut up some more styrofoam and make little dunes and make little hills that I can drive my little toy tanks over and have little tank battles. Pew, 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 pew. Won't that be fun? Yes, it will. But all my paint is old and gloppy. Oh well, I'm out of here. My name's Tobe. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.